Good morning and welcome back to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. And right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
I know generally for Fridays we like to share a recipe.
And if people are tuning in for that, they're going to be really disappointed.
I'm so sorry to tell you guys. We don't have a recipe, but if you need a recipe inspiration, check out your local Extension office because we do have several.
Oh, good comeback there. Good save.
We have several different ones, you know. What's the one that you've been sharing, the wildlife ones?
Cook Wild.
Cook Wild is it's especially a favorite of the men.
Yeah.
So, and we have plenty of Plated Up Kentucky Proud recipes as well.
Sure enough.
But Chris is very excited to talk about a new publication that we have available at the Extension office, and he told me off the air, and I'll say it right now too, it's actually in his truck. So I know it's a good one if it's in his truck. So, Chris, tell us about this new management publication for weeds.
Yeah, and Kristen's right. I mean, we have lots of Extension publications, and some of them, and all of them have value.
They do.
But there are some that we use a lot, okay?
Yes.
And those are the ones I carry behind the seat in the truck, okay? So this one, I've added to it, okay? It's AGR 172. We'll talk about that a couple times, but if you want it, you can stop into the Extension office and get it, any Extension office and get it. You can Google. When I want them, I Google University of Kentucky, and then I'll Google AGR 172, and it'll pop up, okay, in a PDF form, and you can print it out or just read it on your device. But anyway, it talks about weed management. And the reason I like it, Kristen, is it starts off with some ways to manage weeds without spraying.
Oh, okay.
And I like that, biological controls and things that we can do. The number one thing we can do to prevent weeds is get plenty of grass. All right, I had a conversation with a gentleman yesterday about this. If we get grass is pretty aggressive, and it'll choke out weeds. And weeds are pretty lazy. They're only going to grow where there's a bare spot. So that's why, we talk about that. So we can talk about soil testing. There's people laughing because we haven't talked about that in a while. Okay, but anyway, we can talk about soil testing. We can talk about, the thing about it is fertilizer is very expensive right now. Okay, so we want to, make the most of what we're doing. Okay, all right. So the reason I like this publication, Kristen, it talks about poisonous plants. Okay. Things that are really poisonous in Kentucky, moderately poisonous in Kentucky, and then occasionally poisonous. All right. And people would really be surprised of what's occasionally poisonous.
I would say so.
Okay. All right. And I think that's important because when you read on, and I'm not picking on the internet, but a lot of times, we read on the internet and you might, if you Googled something and it would say milkweed is poisonous. Well, milkweed is poisonous if you consume enough of it.
Right.
Okay, all right? So the dose makes the poison, right? Dr. Townsend used to say that all the time, all right? So, we have that. So, there are things that are poisonous, but getting the consumption level to be poisonous would be horrible, okay? All right? Not like a wilted cherry leaves, which take very little, all right, to be very thin. But, we're talking about something about, buttercup. Yeah, technically it's poisonous, but you're going to have a whole lot of consumption to make a thing on that. So I like this publication. It goes on and it gives you some concepts. And then it also has a chart in here that talks about the estimated cost per acre for using the particular chemicals, all right, whether you're using a 2,4-D product or maybe you're using a 2,4-D plus dicamba or something with triclopyr. There's lots of other things that you could use on there. It talks about what it's for. It gives you the rate. It also gives you the cost per acre.
I like that cost option.
I do too.
Available.
I do too.
You need to know how much those things are.
You're absolutely right. And I think that's really, really important. It's also got some good information in there on how long to remove animals. Okay, after we spray, that kind of thing. It talks about the use of restricted use as well as general use kind of stuff. It's got a good chart in it that talks about the weed and what chemicals are good for. All right. Kristen, this is a good publication. When it came out, it's just hit the charts. It's like the country countdown. Okay, yes. All right. No, just hit the charts. Okay, all right. It's really good. AGR 172, weed management for grass pastures, hay fields, and other farmstead sites. Check it out, okay?
Oh, Chris, thank you for all those tips this morning, especially about talking about the new weed management publication. We hope you guys enjoyed the show, and we hope you have an awesome weekend. Make sure to check us out here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A special thank you to all of our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and Hobdy Dye and Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.